Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us to be here with you each and every Thursday live so you can hop into the hot seat. And I want to thank LA Talk Radio for playing us all over the place, all different days, but you can only be with us here live on Thursday. However, you can listen to all of our archives all the way back to the beginning on LA Talk Radio's website. Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication. Tonight we have a very special guest, Sue Wagner. So,
hello.
Sue, you're on. Dr. Pat, you're on. How is everybody doing tonight?
Fine, as far as I know. We haven't gotten any calls yet.
Well, we're here tonight with you and me on Institute, and we want to talk about the fact that we sent out our brand new, shiny, spanking new newsletter. We hope you all got it. If you didn't, you got to go to www.drpatallen.com and sign up to get that.
It's a beautiful newsletter. I'm very proud of it.
It's gorgeous. Sue, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Hey, so what's shaking? I know we've got a lot of interest in what we've got going on, adding our additional groups to the One Institute's educational lineup. And of course, Dr. Pat, we were trained by her and, you know, she's given us all of her amazing tools and honed our skills. So what's shaking with them, with what's going on with our groups?
Okay, well, way back when, about a year ago, I started a ladies group with Dr. Allen. And if you have called in or emailed me regarding being on the wait list, I still do have a wait list going. However, the ladies currently in the group have first option to continue. So unfortunately, the seats do not become open and available. I do email out and reach out. Sometimes the ladies do not contact me back. So if you are out there and you haven't received an email or you're still interested in the ladies groups, send me an email at info@drpatallen.com and I'll see where you're at on the list and make sure that you try and get a seat. And then because of there's such high demand in Dr. Allen's group, Kelly and I, we have opened up five more groups, actually. Kelly is doing three. She's doing them on Monday and Wednesday in the afternoon, and I am doing them on Thursday various times, afternoon, kind of early afternoon, late afternoon, and kind of during when this radio show is for the ladies that are working. So if you want to attend our ladies groups, it is a four-week commitment because, as you know, it takes 6 weeks to change a behavior, and we want to get you honed in on getting all the material and working with it and incorporating it into your everyday life to find that man, the masculine energy man that you desire. So with that, the groups are filling fast. If these groups fill, we will see about opening up more groups. And if you don't know me, I am Pat's second daughter. I've been with her for about 35 years. Up bad, good, bad. We plow through and get the word spread. So with that, Kelly, do you have anything you want to say? Remember, the contact is info@drpatallen.com. Send me an email if you want any information.
Yeah, definitely. And also, like I said, don't forget to sign up for our beautiful newsletter. It just came out. But if you missed it, I'm sure that we can figure out how to get them one, right?
I can send it to them, yeah. If they send me an info@drpatallen, I could forward them a copy as well.
Oh, beautiful. So, Dr. Allen, what do you have to say about what's going on with the One Institute?
What the One Institute is doing is expanding its staff in order to serve the waiting list.
And we're pretty excited about it, are you?
Pardon?
We're pretty excited about it, are you?
I didn't hear that.
I said, we're pretty excited about it. Are you excited?
I'm excited too. I am looking forward to sharing and trademarked, and I'm hoping that it helps people. So far, in the months we've done this, 11 women have gotten engaged and married. And I am so thrilled with that kind of effect, because that's what I'm noted for, and that's what we do. So, Kelly, what are you going to do while Sue and I are doing our groups? What?
I'm going to be doing groups, Dr. Allen. So Sue and I are the ones that were endorsed by One Institute with you to do these groups. We're very excited about doing them, and you'll call for that, and you are brilliant at it.
So we each are going to do it individually.
Yes, we are. We are, because we've got only limited time with you. We can't spread you too thin. So Sue and I are going to add a little spread to the situation. We're going to expand the One Institute with respect to that, adding groups. And you never know, Sue and I have been talking about all kinds of interesting things that you're going to want to sign up for that newsletter to find out about.
So are we starting, what are we doing tonight?
Tonight we're going to take calls. Sue and I just wanted to come on and tell everybody that we've got these groups that you are endorsing Sue and I as your agents at the One Institute to carry on and carry out the message, and to tell them that we're opening up more time for you to be doing live scripts.
Okay. So what should we talk about now?
I think we're going to take calls now. Sue, do you have anything to say before you hop on?
Is, ladies out there, please call us and ask us questions that we are trained to help you communicate. Here's a statement I want to make that is really the philosophy behind what we're doing. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, for they become habits. Be aware of your habits. They become your character. Be aware of your character. It becomes your destiny in your job and career, at your doctor's office, and in every relationship that contains love. The Watt Institute is dedicated to helping people negotiate, not intimidate, not seduce, but to negotiate between people that believe in loving people. The Dalai Lama made a quote that I'm going to use here. He said, humans were created to love one another. Things were created by humans to use. In today's chaotic world, too many people are loving things, money, and too few people are learning how to communicate with love, to ask for what they want and to say no to what they don't want. Without intimidation, without seductive shaming, and guilty being. We are communication teachers, coaches. We are here to help all of you out there love one another. And I know this program is international, and I know that whoever's listening speaks English, and that's how we're going to do it. So welcome to the beginning of the Want Institute's expansion into teaching loving communication for every human being, especially men and women who are wanting to marry, have children, and let them carry on negotiating with love. So let's start now.
All right. Well, thanks for your Want Institute expansion coaches. We are excited and we are looking forward to our startup next month. Sue, before you got anything else to say?
That's it. No, I don't have anything. I'm here taking emails. So if anybody wants to sign up to Kelly and my ladies group, just email me and I'll see if I have spaces open.
All right. info@drpatallen.com.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, Dr. Pat, we've got some calls in the queue. Let's get it going.
All right, let's go.
Sam at our switchboard is going to get us some calls. Very exciting. And here we go. Oh. And caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Dr. Good. Allen.
Thank you.
Hello.
For calling. If people don't call, we don't do.
Very good. That's right. That's right. And that's why I'm calling with my situation. My issue has to do with work, where
What kind of work are you doing?
I work in floristry, gardening, in other words, beautifying, like landscape. I mean, I'm a landscaper. Does that make sense?
You work in the earth world.
I work in the earth plant world, and I love it. I love it.
I don't blame you. The earth is what we stand on, live on, eat on, you know. It's our ground floor.
Yes. And I work for a fairly large company, and my issue is with my supervisor, and she is an older woman, over 50. And
so she's off estrogen and on progesterone and testosterone.
Yes.
In other words, she's going into her masculine phase scientifically.
Yes. And the challenge is that she is a micromanager, where she has to have
control. She's an intimidator.
Ooh, big time. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. And unfortunately, I don't know her personally very well, except that she had some health issues, chronic health issues, where she was out of work on medical and then lost her spouse. So she's dealing with a lot of personal stress. But
so
unfortunately,
what personal contact do you have with her? Does she call you? Does she write you letters, memos?
No. But she likes to follow me when I'm at work and criticize everything, and pretend as though.
Is she envious? Are you living a loving life?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I missing a loving?
Are you living a loving? Are you married? Are you, what are you?
Yes. You know, it's funny you bring that up because she asked me if I was married when I first met her. And she wanted to know if do I have to work or do I want to work?
You know what she was in training for?
What?
Envying you.
Oh.
Do you know the difference between envy and jealousy?
No, I don't. What does that mean?
Jealousy is normal. Can you believe that? I'm going to give you a book. I'm not going to give you the book. I'm just going to give you the title. The title of the book is Dangerous Passions.
Okay,
by
thank
David
you.
Buss, B-U-S-S. You see, when people are in love, they are territorial. My woman, my man, my child. Okay? And so that jealousy often causes people to copy other people, duplicate them. That's little girls and little boys playing big mama and big daddy. But there's another problem, because jealous people can say nasty things, they can follow you around, they can do things that you don't like. But envious people, they want you dead, gone, fired, because you're taking up their space, belong to them. There are narcissistic people that want to be respected and cherished. Therefore, whoever is with them better be a zero, or they're going to haunt them, hunt them, and hurt them.
Wow.
And you're being envied. Do you want the name of the book?
Yes, please.
Cinderella and Her Sisters.
Oh.
By Barry and Ann Ulanov. U-L-A-N-O-V.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Envy is destructive. But the reason a person is envious is because under the age of 5, they were tortured by whoever raised them. Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, orphanage, it doesn't matter. For some reason, the person, you, have exhibited some giftedness to a person who was not taught how to love themselves. I want to give you another couple books, and I'm not wanting you to have to buy them. Go to the library or do whatever. I'm not selling books. In order to be a healthy, loving human being, you've got to be an individual who's activated enough to be an individual. That's an I. And they want to be with other people, hopefully married. That's we. And then when he and we get together, they create babies. After they marry and follow Pat Allen and read her book, Getting to I Do, then they become us. I have a book out there, and it's called It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Men like things, buy things, own things, sell things, build things. Women are in charge of oxygen. What do you use oxygen for? Breathing and talking. That's women. And so with that in mind, when you are in an envious place, some woman, your boss, it's a woman, right?
Well, she's what you call supervisor, but the manager. The manager is also a woman, but is gay, and but knows the game. She knows what's going on because she knows that my supervisor
but
is very difficult.
Does he empathize with you or her?
Well, my manager wants to make sure that I'm happy, and she wants to make sure that I'm okay. And so she has told me to call her or tell her if something is said to me by this supervisor to let her know immediately, and that she will do whatever she can.
So
are you saying
your manager is a male, gay man?
It's a gay woman.
It's a gay woman.
Yes.
But she is not envious of you. Is that correct?
Oh no, she's extremely.
The problem is, what does the envious person say or do to you?
Well, I mentioned before that she very much a critical person, like a critical mother. She says that she likes to be the mother in charge, and she asked me even about my own mother. She said, "Was your mother?" She asked me if I like my mother, and I said, "Oh, I love my mother." Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's kind of a weird question. I thought, why would she ask me if I like my mother? It has nothing to do with
understand what she's doing is attempting to undermine your giftedness.
Oh.
Do you answer her questions? Do you fight with her?
I almost fought with her today at work after we were ready to clock out, because she wanted to stay after, because she said that she is concerned about some issues and problems, but it's not just me, but I have another couple of coworkers on the same team.
Now, if I'm understanding correctly, the manager said, bring any issue to me. Did she?
Well, I am going to talk to her tomorrow, manager.
What I'm talking about. One moment. I'm saying to you, don't fight with her. She'll use it against you.
Well, she's trying to.
Your manager is telling you, bring me issues.
Okay. So is it okay to make a...
Not to fight with the envious woman.
No, but she likes... I said you mentioned she wants to fight with other people. She fights with other teams.
Wait a minute. Are we helping us or you?
Am I helping us? Well, I'm a team player, so I'm there to help the whole
company. Am I coaching you about helping everybody in the company or you alone? You.
I'm there to do the work I am expected and to comply with the rules and policies of the company to beautify the landscaping. I'm there for the whole team.
Say no to staying after work.
I would work there for free if I had to. If I didn't need a paycheck. I would work for free if I didn't have to work for a paycheck. I would work there for free because of the beauty and the benefit. Did I say yes?
All right. That's acquiescing. Do you know what acquiescing means?
Means surrender? Comply?
No. It does not mean surrender. It doesn't mean capitulate. It means you're doing something for a good reason that you wouldn't do if you were working in that mm-hmm. company.
That's correct. Yes, I acquiesce.
Are you willing to make a commitment not to verbally fight with your envious killer?
I am willing to make that.
Are you willing to follow your manager's direction to bring data, like stay after work, for approval?
Yes.
Okay. Then my advice to you is, do not fight with a disabled mental person. You will lose. Insanity is far more powerful than sanity. Evil is far more powerful than good. Hate is much more powerful than love. And the only way that you can survive when you're with those people is to keep your mouth shut and go to an authority, whether it's the police, a doctor, a lawyer, a manager, a government, to back you. And when I say power, I mean power, not potency. This woman was raised by her father to be a man.
Yes.
And she's not a woman.
Not at all. Not at all.
Telling you that she wants you gone. Whether it's physically gone in illness, mentally gone in quitting, or emotionally gone in fighting and hating.
Okay.
So
should I
what?
Oh, my question is, I am going to speak with my manager tomorrow. Should I request to be on a different team with a different supervisor?
Wait, what are you saying?
Oh, may I please ask my manager about asking to be on a different team with a different manager, with a different supervisor?
Another case? No, I want to go to another client.
Correct. I would rather work for a different client. That's the best.
No, I'm talking about, I've given you a direction. Do you want to consider doing it?
That would be in my best interest. I would still work for the same company, but work for a different supervisor.
You would acquiesce and go to your manager, and you and the manager would decide what to do. Please don't fight with narcissistic, envious people. And read the book, Cinderella and Her Sisters, because you can't win with those people. They lie, cheat, steal, kill. They have no boundaries.
That is absolutely correct. That is 100%. You nailed it.
That's because I've been a therapist for 51 years. And it took me 2 years, you know, to really, my curriculum was 200 units. Because I was married to a man that got transferred every couple of years. So I'm telling you, the information I'm giving you is useful to you unless you want to pretend that you're powerful and lovable. The two words don't go together. Do you want to be cherished or respected?
Cherished.
If you wanted to be respected, you'd be the boss.
All right. I don't want to be the boss. No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Well, the woman you're with is the boss because she does good work like any man. If her dad walked in the room, he wouldn't ask her how she felt about her day. He'd ask her how she did. And there's a great book for her. It's called Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard. And in that book, it describes the various kinds of women that are molded by fathers that wanted sons and do not like women. Okay? Are you willing to think about acquiescing and not fighting without your manager's help?
Yes.
Good. That's what we just came to.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck. Good luck. Call back.
I will. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Allen.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Caller, you're live with us. Okay, maybe their caller can't hear us. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the air. Do you have a question?
Oh, my gosh. Like, I thought I was calling to listen in on the radio show.
You're on the radio.
Oh, okay. So, wow.
How are you doing?
I'm in real life. So, I have your book, Getting to I Do, and I started reading it last year, and I was in a one-year relationship, and I had to keep reading it throughout my relationship because all of this feminine energy, masculine energy is new to me. I literally realized last year that I'm 100% masculine energy in my relationships because I've just been in,
I have no problem with women wanting to be respected by their husbands. I have no problem with men wanting to be cherished as a wife to a husband who's a woman. Men have masculine bodies, but they have feminine souls called the anima. Women have female bodies, but they have masculine souls called the animus. And so the most important parent for a girl is her dad. Mom is a role model to be like her or not like her.
After I realized in chapter 5 that I was a narcissist or my actions were narcissistic, I did the quiz and I'm actually more feminine, but my actions were not. So the past year, I have been practicing my actions in a romantic relationship to be feminine because that's actually my core. Like, that's what I am and that's what I want to be. And I've been learning to be more receptive and a follower, and not follower, but like responding to men's forward actions. And anyways, long story short, I ended up breaking up with him because he is everything that I would love, and I enjoy my time with him, except when I asked him what if we could talk about marriage. Well, 3 months ago, I brought up, hey, we should go to a premarital class at church. And he said, okay, let me look at the information. And he never got back to me. So then I brought it up last month. And I ended up breaking up with him because he said, to be honest, I'm not in as much of a rush as you are.
I'll tell you something. Marriage is not built for feminine men. Marriage is built only for masculine men and feminine women. The problem
is definitely a masculine.
If you were masculine, you'd keep him as a lover or a boyfriend, and you burn out your fertility if you want. That, are you a career woman or a woman with a career?
Well, I used to be a career woman, but now I am a woman with a career. This is only after reading your book.
I know that. That's what my book is for.
Yes. Now, so thank you.
Do you want to be cherished first? Everybody
yes.
wants to be cherished and respected. I'm acknowledging that. Do you know that at 3 years old, it's natural for a little kid to be a narcissist, to want to have the feelings cared and cherished, and to have their thinking respected? But when we raise lovingly, father cherishes his daughter, her feelings, not has her act like a man. And mother
yeah.
has to respect her son by the age of 11, because he's got to be a man amongst men, or he's going to be a woman amongst men, and only can marry a masculine woman, which he may or may not
yeah.
like. So you sound like you are, is your mother feminine?
My mother was masculine because my my parents divorced, so my father was not in my life. Maybe like 2 or 3 days in my whole childhood from 0 to 18, I remember him being.
I want you to read Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard.
Wounded
so
Woman?
So your boyfriend was a girl in a boy's body.
Really?
Yes.
But he's so masculine. Like, he paid for everything. He opened my door. He, what he would plan for us.
Are you married to him?
No.
to him?
No.
What?
No.
But that's the indicator that he doesn't want to be married. Men who are women want free wives, free girlfriends, free everything except responsibility for the woman and any kids. Do you understand that?
Oh.
When was the last time you made love?
Well, we're both Christian, practicing Christians, so we
Good.
Are abstaining from sex.
I think that's fine. So how old are you now?
41.
And do you have any kids?
No.
Do you want any kids?
I do.
Would you not smell him again unless you're engaged? Smell. Not screw. Smell. Do you know what the first sign of compatibility is?
No, I don't.
Chemistry. Do you have chemistry for your boyfriend who was?
Yes.
Do you understand you are in the world of science married to him physically?
No.
That means
I didn't.
That his cells are somewhat like your dad's, and somewhat not like your dad's, which leads to diversification, and you and he are compatible in the world of science, nature, because it's not good to marry your cousin. You understand that?
You lost me where... It's not good to marry your cousin. I wouldn't ever marry my cousin. I don't understand that part.
I want you to understand that your body is married to this man. When was the last time you smelled him?
Like 2 weeks ago, we went on a
Okay,
trip.
And you, did you break up with him at that time?
I broke up with him. So, sorry, 3 weeks ago we went on a trip, and 4 weeks ago I broke up with him.
So you smelled him sooner. You smelled him since you broke up with him.
Yes, that's correct.
When you smell him, you remarry him.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because of that, the chemistry will keep you married as long as you smell him. Are you willing to tell him you will not smell him again unless you meet him in a jewelry store for your engagement ring?
Wow.
Are you willing to do me?
I mean, I've never thought of that, but...
I mean, how would you think of it? I did my PhD on it. You know what my PhD is? No, you
no,
don't. Here's what it is. Androgynous, that means every man is also a woman, every woman is also a man. Androgynous, semantic, which is factual data. Syntactical, which is emotional data. Realignment. I teach people how to compensate for their maleness and their femaleness. You, my fair maiden, are married physically to this jerk who doesn't want to pay for you by law, doesn't want to give you kids unless you pay for them all by yourself. Would you be so kind for 8 weeks, at least 8 weeks, to give him 8 weeks to get engaged to you? How long have you dated him?
We dated for a year.
Honey, anything that takes longer than a year, he better be in medical school, in the army, in Europe, something, because if you have chemistry for somebody, a man marries to keep you away from another man. Has another man approached you?
I started online dating and I haven't gone on any physical dates, like real dates in real life. We've only been chatting.
Do you know why? Do you know why?
No.
Because you're already married. You are physically married. Don't smell him.
Okay.
Which means that him. You're going to answer all his calls, all his texts in a courteous manner and say, I just didn't know that I was leading you on by not requiring you to be engaged to me. I'm worthy of that. In fact, I want to recommend a book to you. You Were Not Born to Suffer by Blake D. Bauer. We women are worthy of men cherishing our feelings. And men will not cherish a woman who doesn't respect him. Otherwise, he's a little boy that wants a mommy. Have you got that?
Yeah.
What?
Sorry. I said that I don't want to be a mom to him. I don't think I ever acted like that, but.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I thought you said you ended it with him and then you saw him later. That was a free mom. That was a free mama. You can't smell him. When you smell him, your body goes, oh, I love him. You know what his body says? His body says, I don't have to pay. I don't have to pay. I don't have to do the government. Marriage is for women and kids.
He paid for the whole trip.
What?
He paid for the whole trip.
No, dear. You negotiate a pre-engagement deal or you do a premarital deal after you get your ring because you can't be with him unless you got your ring. You're wasting your fertility and your life.
Oh, okay.
Are you willing not
to
smoke?
You're right. You're right.
I know I'm right. I'm scientific.
Thank you.
He's got 8 weeks to get you engaged, or you, my friend, are going to go out and get a new man.
Okay.
And that man will engage you to keep you away from another man. Men marry territorially. That's why David Buss's book, Dangerous Passions, about jealousy, is such a valuable book. Whoever heard of, and he's a therapist in Texas, whoever heard of jealousy being good? If you're not jealous, you're not in love.
Wow.
Got it?
Yes.
Chemistry keeps people together that fight. Otherwise, the best marriage you can do without chemistry is 3 years. And then you're bored stupid unless you need the money. Have you got that?
Yeah.
Are you going to do what I'm saying or not?
Yes. It's going to be hard, I'm going to be honest.
Honey,
but
did you really think that therapy was fun?
No, definitely not.
I got news for you. People rather go to a therapist than a dentist.
Really?
Which would you rather?
Well, I get my teeth cleaned every 3 months because I care about my teeth a lot. And
you're bonded to them. You are married to them. You are physically bonded, bonded with oxytocin. Do you understand when you smell him, you release chemistry that attacks your Balaam mood? You produce oxytocin. And it glues you to him.
Yeah, when I'm around him.
But I want you to be courteous to all calls, all texts, everything else. Be courteous. Act like a lady.
Okay. Yeah, he's texting me a lot every
day.
And
he has a right not to want to marry and have a free wife. Free. F-R-E-E.
He has a right not to marry and what?
He has a right to not marry you if you're putting up with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to do with your life. Okay.
Well, I definitely want to marry a man.
Then please get a man that wants to take you off the market so that no other man can have it. It's called.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you so much.
Have a great evening.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got some more calls in the queue, so we're going to, move on with our next caller. Okay, Sam at the switchboard is getting us one. It's 323-203-0815 is the number to dial to hop into the hot seat. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. What can I do to help you?
Where did you go? Situation.
Oh,
so,
you have a I want to teach that.
Okay, yeah, I think I do. I'm not sure, though, so I wanted to ask.
Okay, you describe what you think I taught you, and I'll tell you if you've got it.
Okay.
So a man took me out on a date last Friday, and at the end of the
date, he said, first time,
correct. Yep.
Where did you get him? Did you get him in an app? Where'd you get him, church?
Yeah, app. Yep.
Okay, so a first date. So what did you do?
So we went to coffee and then went on a walk.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was great. And then at the end, he said, thank you so much for taking the time and meeting up. I enjoyed spending time with you. And then he said, was.
Well, he asked you to call him?
He did. He said, will you let me know how your weekend was?
Did he ask you to call or did he say he would call?
I think he asked me to reach out and call.
So did you reach out and call him?
I did not. Not
Why
yet.
Why not?
Well, I was waiting to talk to you to see if it was either a where did you go or do I call him?
Okay. And he didn't call you?
No, not yet.
How long ago was it that he said those words?
Last Friday, so not quite a week.
It's about a week. If you don't call him shortly, it won't sound right, where did you go, because he will be gone so long.
Okay.
So are you willing to call him and say we had fun and you call me and you didn't call? Where did you go?
Yeah, I can do that.
Then do that.
But okay.
When he said, I want you to call me, your next question would be, when would be the appropriate time and day?
Oh, that's good. Okay. I'll remember that for future.
Yeah, for the future. Because what he did was, he asked you to call. And when they ask you to call, ask him for details. And if he says, oh, whenever you feel like it, don't call. That's him asking you to mother him.
I
see what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I do. And I don't want to mother him.
No, but you want to respect him. When would it be most convenient for me to call you?
Oh, that would have been good if I said, when would it be most convenient for me to let you know how my weekend was?
I'm giving you a special dispensation because you called the program. Give him a call and tell him, a week ago we had a great date and you said it was a great date. Where did you go?
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to do it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Call again.
Will do. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, caller. Okay. We've got some more calls in our queue.
Let's go for calls.
All right. We are doing that. Sam at the switchboard is working hard getting us our calls. And do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I was wondering if Dr. Allen could please, I'm sitting here with my girlfriend, and we're trying to figure out when women need to feel good to do good and men need to do good to feel good, if you could expound on that for us.
I would be more than willing to. Okay, as I said earlier, everybody's androgynous. I laugh at people saying, oh, transsexual. We're all transsexuals. Do you understand?
Yes.
Don't call it gay. The truth of the matter is, Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. And it's a mistake because women have minds. Men love to run their life on their intuition in their cortical brain, and women are designed to live their life following their neurotransmitters. dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, cortisol, because women are neurologically and hormonally built to feel good. Estrogen is a feel good. So young women on estrogen feel good to do good. But if they have a father that wanted a boy, he says, oh, stop crying. Your brothers don't cry. A girl has to be cherished by her daddy by the age of 8, or she's going to be very predominantly masculine, trying to earn his respect, not his cherishing. So nothing's good enough for her. But she eats a lot of sugar or drugs because she's in so much pain that she really knocks out her feelings and lives in her brain even more. And boys have to be respected by a mother figure by 11. And I'm going to stick something else in here. We now know, according to Dan Siegel, that teenagers 13 to 18 do not produce enough dopamine because nature wants them out of the tent. So they create things like motorcycles, rave parties, and when the truth of the matter is, they'll come off the ceiling when they get to 18 to 24. So with that in mind, if your daddy walked in the door, would he ask you how you did today or how you felt today about what you did? Please tell me.
I believe what I remember is probably, what did you do today?
And that's masculine or feminine?
That is masculine.
So are you living a masculine life of going after what you want?
Well, I'm trying not to anymore since I started following you. I'll tell you, it's challenging.
Second part question to that, please. So when you said, did you do something that made you feel good? So us being single women, during the day, I know we can be masculine and feminine, swap back and forth as much as we want to, and I know that's narcissism. However, like, for example,
no, it isn't narcissism. Everybody's masculine at work. Everybody.
Okay. So if I get things accomplished because I work for myself, so if I get things accomplished off my to-do list and it makes me feel good, is that still, I'm still in my masculine?
It's not a do list. It's a setting your linemen.
Okay, it's a setting your linemen. Okay, so
between your conscious mind and your unconscious mind, there's a small piece of time, 5 to 10 minutes, when they connect. And I want you, starting tonight, to write down 3 fun things that you want to experience with your body tomorrow, like lunch with a friend or have a bubble bath or a massage or do something that you like to do. And I want you to write down 3 things productive. I want to call so-and-so. I want to do this for work. 3 things to feel good and 3 things to do good and see how you spend the day. Everybody shifts back and forth.
Okay.
When men are at work, they do good, and then oftentimes they stop for a beer after work. Is that a correct statement?
Yes.
What is the purpose of the beer?
For them to relax.
Not relax, feel good because they've been uptight all day working.
Right. Well, but relaxing is an emotive. Yes, correct.
And relaxing is when they drink a beer and it knocks them, they get out of their intuition and they work it and they do something, they go play golf.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you give us more examples other than a bubble bath, having lunch with a girlfriend?
What are three things your body likes you doing? Tell me, please.
Going to get a manicure and pedicure.
You get a major? How often do you do it?
I only do that every couple of weeks.
Every couple of weeks. What mm-hmm. do you do that's every week? And do you have an hour of pleasure a day?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. My friend's making a joke over here. She's got me distracted. I don't know, because I am trying to not be a career woman. I'm trying to be a woman with a career.
What a woman wants to feel good to do good. But you sound like you want to do good to feel good.
No, I want to feel good to do good. I'm an interior designer.
Then I want you to tell me, let's write up your Lyman. And if you want to read a book about the conscious and unconscious, please feel free to read. Let's see, I'm thinking two books too. Okay. Subliminal by Mladenow, which is about the process. The point is, tell me if now, what state are you in?
Florida.
Okay, I'm in California, so it's almost 5 minutes after five. What is it there?
I'm in Central Time Zone. I'm in Destin, Florida, which is the panhandle of Florida. I'm at 7 o'clock.
It's nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
What three things do you want to do for pleasure tomorrow? It's got to be for your body. Pleasure.
Okay, so it's body-centric. Okay, so it's body-conscious. Okay. Go for a walk.
Okay. Now, is that to exercise or to enjoy the walk?
To enjoy the walk.
That's feminine.
Okay.
If a woman likes building bridges with bricks and she likes it, that's feminine. And the greatest chefs in the world are men.
Okay.
And
So tonight I cooked dinner for my girlfriend and she came over for us to listen to this, and I love cooking. So that's feminine, correct?
What did you do?
I cooked dinner for us.
Did you enjoy it physically?
Absolutely.
Okay. One more thing.
Enjoying a show on TV.
Okay. Do you eat popcorn while you watch the show?
Fruit.
You eat fruit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do we have to even talk about doing good, or do you automatically do good because your daddy likes that?
So the odd thing is, my dad, when I was younger, would ask, what did you do today? And now that he's older and I'm older, he asks me how I feel way more than he asks me what I'm doing.
Do you know why? How old is your dad?
Well, he's in his 70s. I know, because he's feminine. He's in his feminine.
I want
now.
You to understand, he is not producing testosterone, but the estrogen in his body is impacting his intuition, and he is much more feeling-centered now. How old are you? You're 47, you're on the edge. Have you gone through menopause or not?
No, I'm still regular like I'm in my 20s.
Very good. Well, as you get into your 50s and 60s, the estrogen goes down and the progesterone impacts you, and you get ready to go back to college.
Okay. Okay.
I want to give you a feminizer book. Do you want a feminizer book?
Yes, please.
You were not born to suffer.
Just bought it 2 weeks ago. I've cracked it open, but it's a really small print.
Did you get the book?
Big book.
Did you get it?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you reading it?
Yes, I have cracked it open.
And you cracked it open. Did you answer any questions in the book? It's a book.
Oh,
it is a workbook.
You were born.
This book is a workbook.
You were not born to suffer?
Yes. That's you becoming a feel-good girl. It's eye training. You've been raised to be a boy.
Correct.
Well, this book has all kinds of questions in it that tell you that you better think of the answers, because if you don't, you're not fighting with Dad.
Okay.
Now, have you got my book? It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe.
Yes, I have that one. I have your Change
You
IQ. Read
I-ness, we-ness, us-ness?
No, can you repeat one, please?
Universe. They're in charge of things and we're in charge of oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So I-ness is you being you as a woman. A woman setting your limen every night, working on making your body happy. And then we-ness, that's you and a man. Either that is gay, then it's you and a woman. But she's got even a gay couple, one is masculine and one is feminine. Two masculine human beings are competitive. They have to complement. So gay, straight, or lesbian, no difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you want to be cherished, not respected, right?
Correct. Correct.
So you read part two. What?
Okay. And as far as my job, I have a degree in interior design, and that's what I do for a living. So is that considered a I know it during the day it's considered masculine because it's at work, but is that considered masculine or feminine?
To do what?
Job? Interior design.
Interior design is an art form. When women are creative, am I in my masculine or my feminine right now?
You are in your masculine right now.
And are you in your masculine or your feminine?
Right now, I feel like I'm in my feminine, but during the day when I'm at work, I feel like I'm in my masculine.
Because women create with their male. The only time a woman is a female when she's having a baby is when he's giving her the sperm. From then on, it's work.
Gotcha.
When men create, fascination is that a really masculine man who's an alpha, his brain and his heart are in competition for body. Every minute of every day, you're either doing masculine or feminine things. And the secret of a good life is someone to love, something you like to do, and something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
So, are you going to start setting your linemen and you be a man? You're a man at work. You're a designer. I'm a man at work when I do this.
Yes, I'm going to start setting my linemen every night.
But I want you to understand, I dearly love talking. Have you got that?
Yes.
So when a woman loves the process, she can build bridges and be feminine.
Oh, okay.
When a man is proud of his creation, which may have been the Sistine Chapel, took him years to do, it's because his feminine liked painting.
Okay.
The part of life is that your male and your female both get to own your body for a little bit of every day. Otherwise, you're broken. You're too far male or too far female.
Okay.
Have you got it?
Yes, I do. Thank you. We're both nodding. I think you've answered everything for tonight, but we'll be calling back in a week or two.
Okay, call back.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay, Sam is going to get us some more calls. And I want to remind everybody that the call-in number is 323-203-0815. Caller, I'm here with Dr. Allen.
Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
Okay, so I have a question. I went on a date with a man on Saturday, and it was our second date. And we have a lot of chemistry, and he asked me for sex, and I said thank you, but I don't have intercourse unless I'm in a monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship. And he kept trying to convince me, what if we're really turned on, this and that, and I said I appreciate that, but it doesn't matter. Like, I'm not comfortable having intercourse unless we're monogamous, continuous, and long-term.
I know that men are at the beginning animals and become gentlemen.
Okay.
Women have to start being ladies, or men are going to con them into free sex.
Right.
That's nature.
Right. So the day ended good and everything, and he mentioned about getting together this weekend. But on Wednesday, he messaged me. I usually go to a yoga class on Wednesday night. And he said, hi, are you going to yoga tonight? And I just said, hi, yes, I am. But that was it. And he hasn't made plans with me.
Why didn't you answer him? Why didn't you? What is the reason you didn't answer him?
I did. I answered him. I said, hi, yes, I am. I responded.
Oh, you did say yes. You did
yes,
say yes.
Yeah. I responded, yeah. And so,
okay,
and so,
responded.
But.
Did he say anything at the gym?
No, that was it. So he just asked me if I was going to my yoga class, and I said, hi, yes, I am. And so that's all I've heard from him, and he hasn't made plans with me. And so two other men have asked me out this weekend, so I made plans with them because I haven't heard from him.
You
but what if...
You want to know something?
Yeah.
Right ahead and do that.
What?
You go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't want to wait. He said, you know, maybe Friday or Saturday, but he never confirmed with me. And all he sent me was that message on Wednesday.
I'm going to be nice when he calls.
Yes, I'll be nice. But Dr. Allen, if he calls and...
He's got 8 weeks to call you.
I feel like he wants me to chase him.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He really backed off this week. He really backed off this week, and he's just like...
Wait a minute. Do you realize that as long as women keep giving away sex, men are not going to commit?
Yeah.
That's what the Holy Grail is all about.
Right.
Three wives, three girlfriends, three sex, three lift-ins. That's not going to get you married. It's not going to get you a family. And I hate the following phrase. Oh, I'm going to see my baby's mama. You hear that? I'm going to see my baby's mama. How did he get a baby? By getting free sex.
Right.
And what is the likelihood of a kid? Look. Whether you people, whoever is listening, realize it or not, this is the Holy Grail. This is what Harrison Ford in the Indiana Jones, the whole series. It's all about the grail.
Yeah.
If you've seen The Last Crusade, she has a choice of grabbing his hand or grabbing the goal. Which does she grab?
I think she grabbed the gold, right?
She grabbed the gold, not his hand. What is that saying? That's saying, as long as women want to be in charge of things, they have to be with men that are girls that have penises.
Right.
Cut it out, lady.
I know. He kept trying to convince me, and I just said, you know, I appreciate that, but I don't feel comfortable. Like, are you willing to accept that? And
good.
I don't know.
I'm not comfortable being free sexually. I love you. So, Keep it up.
But if he messages me, because last week he messaged me on a Friday. We went on a Saturday, but he messaged me Friday to say hi. And he asked what I was doing that night. And I wasn't on a date or anything. But if he asked me if I'm on a date on Friday or Saturday, do I just say yes?
If you're available, why would you call me? Have you read the rules?
No. I made the date with the two other guys, remember? But if he calls me...
I don't ever want you to punish a man for not calling you.
But I'm going to go on my other date, but what if he asks me what I'm doing on Friday?
I'm doing what I feel like doing. Do you want to ask me to do something?
Okay. But I am going on another date on Friday with another man.
Look, I want you to live one day at a time. Will you do that, please?
Okay.
But every night, set your linemen for what you'd like to do tomorrow at work and at pleasure.
Okay.
Please take charge of your life.
But he asked me if dating or
messaging. To be engaged or to be their girlfriend. Do you want me to be your girlfriend?
Okay. And then one more quick question. After our dates, he asked me to message him when I get home. And I've been doing that. But that's okay, right? Since he asked me, like, that's the only time I message him. I don't pursue him.
I don't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I'm getting
a better phone system so I can hear better.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, so be brave. I'm guaranteeing that within this week and next week, I will be able to hear better.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Pat?
Pardon?
We're going to call you back. We're going to call you back, Pat. There's something wrong with your line. We're going to call you back.
Got it.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Sue. I'm glad you're here. I want to just go over one more time that you and I are doing groups and that they can reach out to you at info@drpetallen.com. We are additional Want Institute coaches endorsed by Dr. Allen to carry on her work.
Not only that, but certified.
Yes, we're both
practitioners.
Exactly. Okay, that's good. I think that Sam got the technical issue fixed. Sue, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I was just saying that Dr. Allen just was talking about us being certified coaches, carrying on the Want Institute message and working with our ladies groups upcoming in May.
Yes, they're starting in May. We have a couple of seats open. So if you're interested, it's a 4-week commitment and we help you with the communication. We help you stay in the feminine or masculine energy modes. We pretty much help you with dating. We're kind of like your little, what do you call it, a microphone in your ear, helping you decipher what men say and what not to say and what not to do.
Exactly, exactly. Perfect. Okay. I think we've got some more calls. Let me check in with Sam and make sure we do. I think so. We had a little bit of a technical problem there, but Sam says it seems like it's cleared up. So let's see. Hey, Sam. All righty.
Hello.
Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, hi. Hi, Dr. Allen. My name's Rhonda. I had a question about duty dating. I've read your book. And
what's your question?
My question is, what, when you know...
Good. Or they basically are little boys and want mommy back. There's a great book, War Against Boys by Summers, Puera Eternus by Maria von Franz. There's so much to do out here. I want you all to get it. Androgynous semantics and tactical realignment.
Okay.
What would want by asking for it? Women get what they want by saying no to what they don't want.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So three dates. And I had another quick question, if that's okay. What happens if you're have like a mild obsession with a guy that it didn't work out, even if you didn't date him? I have a tendency, I realize, to like still think about something. It's called being a human. But do you know how to like, is that normal or how do you, I don't know.
That you hint what you want?
Yes.
That's called hidden masculine. Your balls are falling out.
Oh. Hidden masculine.
What do you think about doing this? That's masculine.
Okay.
Do you have any plans for us this weekend? That's feminine.
Okay. Look, but what about a guy?
If you want to be cherished by a man, he's the pilot of the plane.
Right, right, right.
If you want to be the pilot, he's either the co-pilot or he's the helper girl in the back.
Okay, got it. Okay. Or
the stewardess.
Okay. But what about someone that I'm not even dating but I still think about? Is that okay or should I just try to not? Or is that, why do people do that?
That's called chemistry calling.
Oh, okay. That's all it is.
It takes the body about 3 minutes for a man to know that he's chemically attracted.
Okay.
But it takes a woman who's been raised to be a man a long time. How many of you ladies out there have gotten rid of a guy you now know was a better deal? You did it because you were afraid of the vulnerability. Passive, patient, and vulnerable is feminine. Competitive,
right.
Conquering, and controlling is masculine. Too many women are men today, and because of that, men are enjoying being women while you mothers nurture them.
Right. Yes, patient, passive, and vulnerable. Wow.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Good.
Thank you, caller. All right. We've got some more calls in the queue. We're going to get one.
Let's see if we can handle them all.
Sam is getting us one right now. That number is 323-203-0815. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. I was, it's about being receptive because you talk about how that's a good feminine trait. And I was wondering about just with being honest, like, for example, if a guy's dating you and he buys you like a cake and you're not like, I'm not eating sugar, should I say thank you for the cake, but I'm not eating sugar, or should I just receive the cake?
Say, oh, wonderful, thank you, and then give it to an elder home or...
Okay.
Yes, come on.
Perfect. That's what I was leaning toward doing.
I call those lies for love.
Lies for love.
That's actually, yes, it's, you really don't want to say something negative because... He went to the effort.
Mm-hmm.
Got
Thank
it?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good. Anybody else?
I have another question if I have time. Okay. So this one is about my mom. And
how old are you?
I am 30.
She's not your mom. She's your relative.
My relative. I treat her like my relative.
Well, is she still playing mom with you after 18?
She tries to control things, or she'll just make statements.
Mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
With me, I know how to divert it and just say okay and just do my own thing with her. My discomfort is with how she treats my niece, and just I haven't been around them because it's very
know how to say no to your mom.
Yes, I do.
You say, Mom, I really appreciate what you're asking me to do, but I have other.
I'm wondering how the...
If you can't cause pain by saying no, you have to hurt yourself by saying yes.
Right.
Now I refer you to, you were not born to suffer.
I got that book. When I heard you talk about it, I got it, and I've been reading it. And
the difference?
Yes.
Then why are you still talking about your former mom?
I'm talking about her in relation to my niece. My niece's birthday is coming up, and I haven't been around them together because of how my mom is. She's very critical of her, and it just
then
I just don't like being around it.
Around, send her after she gave you birth.
Mm-hmm.
But please, if you want to acquiesce, decide how many times you want to acquiesce to your mother. How many times you want to do something you don't want to do for you, for her. Because you want to know when you go to her funeral that you did your best to be a relative, not a permanent baby.
Yes, I feel comfortable doing it a few times, maybe twice a month.
Okay, then twice a month, I want you to call and do whatever she says, if you can, because that's when you're going to play little girl. That's
okay.
When you are acquiescing. You're
okay.
Not surrendering. You're not capitulating. You're not being dominated. You're acquiescing for love. And that, too, is a lie for love, isn't it?
Right. I hear you.
So practice some acquiescing love.
Okay. I can
but
do
don't
that.
Don't pretend it's real. She's mentally broken. What's wrong with her?
That... I would not
married to her.
No. No.
Where did, who went? She went, he went.
He went because he is a very masculine man and he didn't like being controlled.
Well, that's so, called the man.
Yeah.
Is your mother a man too?
Yes.
Okay. Two men, whether they're a man and a woman, are too competitive. I think, I want, I feel, I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother may be mentally disabled. Has she gone to therapy?
She did once like it, so she stopped going.
Of course she didn't like it. She likes the power. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes.
How many? Sisters.
Four. Sisters.
Are there five daughters, including you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know she got laid five times.
Mm-hmm.
So were they in love?
It seemed like it. College love.
What?
But just, it seemed like they were in love when they were younger, but they weren't compatible.
So they weren't compatible, even though they thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but they had five kids, girls. How many of you girls, your firstborn, is she masculine or feminine?
We're all pretty feminine because our dad is masculine. And
did he take care of his baby girl?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, lucky. There's a great book by Appleton called Fathers and Daughters.
I will look that one up.
That's a positive one. Now, you're lucky if your daddy was your daddy. Your mother is not a good role model, so don't copy her.
Okay.
She's your egg donor. That's why you thank her on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the egg. But she may not be mentally well enough to be a mother.
Mm-hmm.
So what about your second sister?
We're all pretty feminine. Some of us lean toward more doormat, super feminine.
Oh, too far feminine.
So that's kind of where we are. Some are women and some are super feminine.
But your mother went narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so talk to her twice a month and answer her calls and decide if you're earning your spot in the funeral. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. I hear you. Yep, I do.
I want you not to be guilty because you didn't do what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Want to give her two acquiescent strokes a month?
Yes.
But don't forget, special events like your birthday, they're over and above the two normies.
Okay.
Two a month, like every other week, and then special events.
I can do that.
Good. But
luckily,
she's not your most important parent. Your most important parent to Freud is your dad. Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Call again.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller.
Okay, I'm going to check in with Sam and see if we have time for one more call.
Really?
I think we might. Yeah, hold up. Let me see. Let me see what Sam's got to say. All right, he's getting us a call right now. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, hi. I was trying to figure out the radio, but yes, I am working through, I guess I saw how I had narcissistic tendencies because I was what I thought was duty dating, but it was really, I thought they were a zero and I was a 10. And then I ended up liking the guy.
Duty dating is when you have compatibility in human beings, but you don't have chemistry. Duty dating is for people that have not proven to be able to stimulate your chemistry. They don't smell well.
Okay. No, I thought it was more like me practicing dating on people. So, dear.
Duty dating is when you have the timing, presenting yourself. You have to present. Real gentlemen basically will not approach a woman unless she signals with her eyes and smile that she's receptive, available, and respecting. Men that are feminine, men that are mean, will chase you down because they want to use you as a sex object. But real gentlemen need to be signaled. But he's rich. He's powerful. He's a professor. That doesn't matter. He's a gentleman. And once he's a gentleman, he loves women and their feelings and does not want to hurt them in any way. So he ignores women that ignore him, signaling. Eyeballs and smile. No talking. Once you talk, you're pursuing a man. I didn't want you to do that unless you want to be the man. If you want to be the man, give him flowers, cook him dinner, mother him. But you'll be the man. Got it?
Yeah, done that too.
Have you got any results from men that you've signaled?
Yes, I kind of just got back out there, and unfortunately, but I was like, well, he lives in a different state. It's fine. I'm not going to pursue him or whatever, but
well,
I believe the oxytocin got released.
That's logistic. I'm talking about presenting. Presenting to me is when you get to smell him in each other.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is flirting, but it's not bringing it. Monogamy, continuity are two human friendship-based signals, but chemistry added to monogamy, continuity, and long-term goal of marriage is dynamite.
Well, I feel like I'm practicing and all my stuff is coming up, all my feelings and emotions from past stuff. So I am grateful that I have this opportunity and is clearing. Because I definitely felt like I wasn't healthy enough to be in a relationship, but I realized, no, that wasn't true.
I'm getting healthier
being in the relationships.
I want you to know, God willing, if people donate to the One Institute, we'll stay on the air for a while. And I'm going to see if I can get a phone that helps me hear better so I don't say, huh. I'm tired of saying, huh. Okay?
Okay.
That's my lineman.
So I know I've heard you talk about this before, but if the magic wand went in And then I say, okay, I can't go in until these things, whatever the agreements will be. Because I didn't know if I wanted to get married. Like, I'm not clear on that yet.
Do you want to get married or not?
Well, I think that's why I'm masculine, is I'm in fear of losing my my financial stability.
So,
but that would just mean I need
to get laid or paid.
Well, I think I just wanted to get laid.
If you want to get laid, then you basically can chase, because that sets you up to be a man.
Right. So I'm trying to change that behavior. I mean, that's what I'm saying, is I saw that. Yes.
So,
and I saw that I push pull, and then I push them away, and then I want them, and then I chase. So that's where the chase came in for me.
Well, is your mother a masculine demonstration model?
Yes, and a narcissist.
Married or divorced?
Well, they were divorced when I was in fifth grade, and they just got back together, and I'm about 50 now.
Okay. Do you have any kids on the side?
I have one daughter, yes.
Okay. How old is she?
23.
Is she following your role model?
Yes, but we are, she has, when you used to have live things, she's gone with me to that, and she's and been introduced to 12 steps, and she's been introduced, she knows where to go and what to do, and is on her own journey now.
Is she masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
Does she like being masculine, in control?
Yes.
Then she'll be, I'm the woman that wants men, because there's a man who's a woman for a woman who's a man. They fit together.
Yes, but I think she's also seeing that she doesn't want that. Like, because of me being in recovery, she was attracted to, I'm going to say, boys that are in recovery because they didn't drink. And she, at 23, there's not very many people that choose not to drink unless they're fanatic. I mean, either religious, this is her opinion, or in recovery. And then she sees that they're girls in recovery. So
I understand.
So she's learning.
But
we are both learning.
Your act, you can demonstrate mothering to your mother. I have four daughters. And while I had them at home, I was a drunk. So they have one mother that they don't, you know, that was a drunk. And now they've got me. And I'm so honored that they are, for example, Sue, my daughter, is going to be a teacher because she took the time to study TA and is certified, along with Kelly Ward. They're certified to help teach what I am trained in. And so with that in mind, I've made my recovery this far, and we're going to make it farther because we've got more teachers. Sue Wagner and Kelly Ward are now going to take some of the load off me. Because that waiting list, I want diminished to usable, doable.
Yes, and Constance, I think is her name. I've been learning from her. And then my daughter, from all this influence, is getting a degree in psychology at Concordia. And then she's going on to her master's. So, it is spreading. We are spreading.
I know it. Yay.
Yes. So again, I guess I feel that my feelings are coming up.
There is no feeling called that. There is no feeling called that. What do you feel?
I am releasing stuck, stagnant emotions from past stuff. I don't know what to call that.
Get out there and start flirting with men that appeal to your ears for money and your eyes for sex.
Yeah. Why is it till?
What?
Yeah, I'm realizing it now. So now that I realize he's a five and I'm a five.
How do you buy a car?
Well, I used to buy them at auction and fix them up, and now I've got the Tesla. I got the brand new car, so I don't want to fix them up anymore.
Perfect. We've got to go. We're out of time. Dr. Pat, real quick before we hang up, what's going on? What do you got to say?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is to make and keep agreements.
Amen. Okay, everyone, we're out of here. We love you. We'll be back next week. Don't forget info@drpatallen.com. That's how you're going to get sign up for groups, get on the waiting list, get into our groups, get more information, and sign up to get that newsletter, www.drpatallen.com. We love you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.